Oh, we have a chance this morning to towel off and absorb the news after four straight days of men's college basketball. The NCAA tournament is down to 16 teams. And the sports commentators who have made it to the next round include John Feinstein. John, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Fun 4 days of basketball, although not as many upsets as you sometimes hope for.
No, there really weren't. The first day, Thursday, you sort of had to keep yourself awake because all the favorites were winning and mostly winning easily until the very last game of the night when Virginia Commonwealth almost beat UCLA. But then it got a little bit wild starting on Friday. When the dust cleared, though, it was mostly chalk. 14 of the 16 teams that were seeded to make it this far have made it this far. And the only two outside of that 16 were Purdue, which is a number 5 seed, so they were only one spot out. And the surprise is Arizona, which a lot of people didn't think would make the field. They made it as a number 12 seed, and they're not exactly Cinderella, though, Steve, since they've been in the tournament 26 years.
Okay, so
in a row, excuse me.
They've been in the tournament a lot, but still they weren't expected to do well. What have they done to tune up their game?
Well, they're a talented team that was up and down. Their longtime coach, Lute Olson, retired at the end of the year. They've been playing with an interim coach, so they had an up-and-down year, and they've gelled at the right time. They also got a little bit fortunate because Cleveland State was one of the upset winners, a 13th seed in the first round, beating Wake Forest. So that kind of opened the road up for them a little bit, not having to play a fourth seed in the second round.
Well, now let me ask about the next step for Arizona, and maybe this will stand in as perhaps typical for the top seeds now. Arizona is going to be playing a top seed, Louisville. Great team, obviously. Great coach, Rick Pitino. They did struggle for a half against Morehead State, my alma mater, and then had a tough time against Siena. I mean, they haven't exactly been dominant here.
No, they haven't. In fact, of the four top seeds that advanced, they were the one in the most trouble in the second round. They were behind Siena late in the second round. As you mentioned, your alma mater played well against them in the first round. So Arizona has what we call a puncher's chance, I think, against Louisville. I think all of the seeds playing top seeds in the next round, Xavier, which is coached by Sean Miller, who went to Pittsburgh, plays Pittsburgh. I think that North Carolina will face a tough game against Gonzaga, which is, you know, a team that's always good every year, even though they're not out of a major conference. And Connecticut plays Purdue, which, as I said, is one of those teams that as a fifth seed, made it to the round of 16.
One other thing, John, last week as we began the tournament, we had an interview with Seth Davis, an author who was writing about the NCAA tournament
former
30 years ago.
Former student of mine, Steve.
Former student of yours?
Absolutely.
Where?
At Duke.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Well, that's good to know. Well, anyway, your former student wrote a nice book which looked at the 1979 tournament, which became known not for teams but for two great players, Magic
right.
Johnson and Larry Bird, who faced off against each other in the final. I don't expect you to tell me there's going to be another Magic Johnson in the tournament this year, but is there a player or two who might dominate the later parts of the proceedings here?
Well, DeJuan Blair of Pittsburgh is certainly a charismatic player. He's only 6'7", and he plays center, but he dominates inside. He gets sometimes 20 rebounds in a game, and he's certainly a guy to watch on a team that many people think will finally make it past the round of 16. They haven't been by that round since 1974, so he's certainly a player. And Tyler Hansbrough, who was the national player of the year last year at North Carolina, is always a player to watch. So those are a couple guys that come to mind right away.
Okay, John, thanks very much.
Okay, Steve, thank you.
Comments from John Feinstein, author of Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery.